96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you were diagnosed with HIV, how would you tell a family member or a friend? How would you tell your partner? Well, tomorrow is National HIV Testing Day, and tonight we're discussing the best way to share information about a positive HIV status, as well as the stigma that some people are dealing with. My guests are Dr. Lisa Fitzpatrick, Medical Director of the Infectious Diseases Center at United Medical Center here in Washington, D.C., Lisa Fager-Bediaco with the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, and William Bronner, Founder and Executive Director of the Haven Youth Center Incorporated, an HIV youth support organization in Philadelphia. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And before we go into this discussion, we just want to let everyone know that tomorrow is National HIV Testing Day. Of course, WHUR, as well as the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, will once again offer free testing at the Dorothy Height Building on Pennsylvania Avenue from 10 a.m. until 3. That's tomorrow. Come down. Know your status. Free testing. Lisa, tell me a little bit more about why this is so critical.
Lisa, me.
This one, yeah. we'll have Lisa and Dr. Fitzpatrick just to differentiate, but go right ahead.
It's very important to know your status. It's empowering, actually, to know one's status. It protects you. It protects and people that you love. And we've been doing this now with WHUR and the National Council of Negro Women for 6 years, going strong. And we usually get around 500 to 700 people that come out, over 250 people tested last year, and we really try to make it about education, information. We have prizes, we have classes, we have entertainment and live music, and so we really encourage people to come out, know your status, and you can also get a $10 Safeway gift card at the same time. But we live here in D.C., and I know Dr. Fitzpatrick can talk more about the epidemic here in D.C. and the metropolitan area and how important it is to know your status.
And even before we talk about that, I want you to kind of give me a thumbnail sketch of your story, which is actually, you know, quite fascinating, in addition to some other things that you have happening regarding HIV and educating people.
Sure. Well, good evening, everyone. How are you?
Doing just fine.
Good. So a quick bio. I've been HIV positive now for 33 years. At the age of 18 months, I was infected by a blood transfusion. And as a result of my diagnosis, I've lived a life somewhat in denial, and then finally came around to acceptance. And but through that process, I've touched some lives, some positively and also some negatively.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when I was in my state of denial, I actually was not disclosing my status to friends, family, or people that I was actually in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. And though I have been given grace of God and never infected anyone, people were obviously very upset to know that I was positive and wasn't comfortable enough to share that information. And that was in my late teens and early 20s. Since then, of course, you know, I've shared my story nationwide and have been able to change lives drastically through our organization called Haven Youth Center, which is in Southwest Philadelphia. But we work with infected, HIV-infected and affected teens on a daily basis who face some of the same trials and tribulations that I have.
Dr. Fitzpatrick, talk to me a little bit about that disclosure issue, because it's so critical that not only the person who may have HIV, again, knows their status, but people that they deal with know.
This is a very difficult issue. We see this day after day, week after week, with people who are learning their HIV status. And even people who've known they've been positive for many years. The problem is there's so much stigma associated with being HIV positive. People don't feel comfortable coming out and telling people about their experiences with HIV or that they're HIV positive. I have patients who've had HIV for a decade and they've never told a soul. So this is a very common issue that we deal with, and the way we deal with it in our practice is we recommend that people find just one person that they can tell. But this is really about educating the community to recognize that HIV is a chronic treatable disease.
We're going to talk more about that and get into kind of the emotional balance that is probably going to be required for anyone to share this kind of private information with a friend, with a family member, with a partner, with a lover. We're talking about disclosing your HIV status ahead of National HIV Testing Day tomorrow. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing the best way to share information about a positive HIV status, as well as dealing with the stigma that has often come with it. My guests are Dr. Lisa Fitzpatrick, Medical Director of the Infectious Diseases Center at the United Medical Center right here in Washington, D.C., Lisa Fager-Bediaco with the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, and William Brauner, founder and executive director of the Haven Youth Center Incorporated, that is an HIV youth support organization. If you want information about HIV/AIDS, now is the time to call. We have an expert here to talk about it. If you have questions, now is the time to do it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And please come down tomorrow. If you don't know your status, at the Dorothy Height Building, it's right downtown in Washington on Pennsylvania Avenue from 10 to 3. We are giving free HIV testing. It is very simple. It is very easy. There are counselors there available. I'm going to be down there. I go every year to do the test. So please, look, if you want us to come in, hold your hand, walk you in, sit with you, we'll do it. It's so important to know your status. Let's go to Anonymous calling. You want to talk about why people don't tell?
I do, Harold. Good evening. I can't even imagine being in the position of being diagnosed and feeling so just by alone, basically. It's embarrassing. You know, a lot of people, I just lost a nephew who died from AIDS. And even the family didn't know that it was in the advanced stages until the absolute very end. The family did not share that with the rest of the family. And when I asked, the parent, why wasn't it disclosed? And she just said it was because of his wishes. He did not want it disclosed. It's embarrassing. But, it's a shame. And I'm so glad you're hosting this, because it does give people an opportunity to know that there is help and there is someone out there who can, help you through it.
Well, let me have Dr. Fitzpatrick kind of address those things, because, yeah, you talked about the embarrassment, but the reality is it's a bigger issue than being embarrassed.
It is a bigger issue than being embarrassed. The issue is, as a society, we have not embraced the notion that anybody who's sexually active can contract HIV. This is a sexually transmitted disease like gonorrhea, like chlamydia, like trichomonas. Anyone who's had a sexually transmitted disease has placed themselves at this, in the same position as someone who contracted HIV. And the reason that we don't talk about sex is because it's uncomfortable, which is ironic because sex is everywhere. So we really need to learn to talk about HIV and sex in this country.
We're going to talk about all of that in just a bit. If you're on the phone, stay with us. Anonymous, stay with me as well. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown on 96.3 WHUR is next. More on HIV and knowing your status in just a few seconds on SiriusXM Channel 141.